with the latest news now.
Gusts of more than 100 miles an hour have left thousands of homes without power. Hundreds of schools closed in the south because of the risk to pupils, and a major incident has been declared in Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. We've been speaking to Jason King from Jersey. He told us what the conditions have been like there.
Reports of tornadoes in certain areas on the island, wind speeds of about 104 miles an hour. You can imagine what that's done. Top of my drive, there's a tree down.
The UK's interest rates are staying at 5.25%. Despite this, the Bank of England has given a bleak forecast for the economy. They predict that growth will flatline next year. Intensive diplomatic efforts to allow Britons to flee Gaza are continuing as Israeli forces continue to advance through the territory. Around 200 British nationals face an anxious wait for permission to make the journey to safety. Meanwhile, an MP suspended by Labour over comments made at a pro-Palestine rally is threatening to sue a Tory MP. Middlesbrough MP Andy McDonald said he was not prepared to stand by, whilst Tory Chris Clarkson claims he sought to justify Hamas's actions. Boris Johnson has blamed bedbugging in the NHS for locking down the economy as COVID took hold. The former PM has described the run-up to the first lockdown in a section of his witness statement shared with the UK COVID-19 inquiry. The Samaritans are celebrating 70 years of life-saving work. They say they currently take more than 400 calls a day from people consumed by money worries. Andy is a senior project manager for them.
I think in 2022, there wasn't a single second where we weren't on the phone to someone. And obviously that includes things like phone, email, online chat and letters. So yeah, you know, now more than ever, we're very much needed.
Marks and Spencer have issued an apology after posting an outtake from its Christmas advert, which showed hats in the same colours as the Palestinian flag burning in a fire. And Sir Paul McCartney has said that it was magical to feel as though he was reuniting with his fellow Beatles for their new song Now and Then. Now and Then, which was written and sung by John Lennon and later developed by the other band members, has been finished by Sir Paul and Sir Ringo Starr decades after the original recording. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Phil Towers.
When you're struggling with debt, you can't leave your future to chance. Trust Credit Fix, the UK's most reliable IVA provider. With more five-star Trustpilot reviews than anyone else in the debt industry, we could help write off up to 81% of what you owe. Don't leave debt to chance. Leave it to Credit Fix. Text ACT to 60777 today. Terms apply, not suitable for all. Can affect credit. For more, see creditfix.co.uk/add terms. Free advice at moneyhelper.org.uk.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village.
It'll stay windy overnight with further outbreaks of rain developing in most areas. Some clear spells developing across the far south and west, especially later in the night. Lows overnight of 7 degrees Celsius.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village. Here for health and well-being. Find out about free tasters on the many exciting classes available, including yoga, Nordic walking, Pilates and much more. See ymcanewarksherwood.org for details.
Radio Newark.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants. For all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
One is you make me happy. Two is you set me free from all the things that held me back from just being me. Thank you for all the sweetness. Now I can finally breathe. Now I can finally breathe. But baby, don't you see? I still get frustrated and can lie when you keep on doing things that don't lie.
three, four, five, six, seven, and nine, ten. Keep on counting. I still love you. I got 21 reasons why I do.
Hey, very well, welcome to this evening's Radio Newark Sport with Gorey and Joyno. As always, it's the Saint and Greavesy of Newark Sport. How are you, Tony?
I'm so, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, really well, thank you. Enjoyed it last week with Rob.
Yeah, it was good.
We had a really good chat about all the different stuff and how he got involved. So thanks again to Rob for last week. And this week we have some veterans with us this evening, plus obviously a veteran's young son with us. But so we have got Phil Razor Rakes, we've got Steve Walsh, and we've got Chris Walsh from the Karate Newark Shotgun Club with us this week. Looking forward to that, because that's some proper stories. I've got a little bit of interest in that, so we are really looking forward to that. So as soon as we get back after this break, we're going to talk about the local sport. We've got a couple of stories tonight, Tony.
Yeah, we have, mate. Yeah, coming
cool
up.
So we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back, and we'll see you guys in a few seconds. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh, oh.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening, but they fought with expert timing. There were funky China men from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up, they were chopping them down. Chinese art, and everybody knew their part. From a fainting to a slip and a kicking from the hip, everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. Yeah, yeah. But they fought with expert timing. There was Funky Billy Jim, little Sammy Chung. He said, here comes the big boss. Whoa. Let's get it on. We took the ball and made a stand. Started swaying with the hand. A sudden motion made me skip. Now we're into a brand new trip. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening.
And welcome back to Radio Newark Sport. We're going to be talking about the local sport in a second, but I just wanted to welcome Phil, Stephen, And Chris from Newark Karate, that record was for you guys. Yeah, I was just talking about that in the break. Absolutely. About how they bought Kung Fu Crisps and what was it?
High Karate.
High Karate. I only got High Karate after saying brilliant.
Kung Fu.
So, what we got on local sport wise this week? I noticed. Let me just mention the rugby club. I don't think there was any sport at all last week. They were completely underwater.
There was an away game for the under 16s at Arrogate, mate, and they played really well. They lost, I think it was 24-22 against the
wow,
the equivalent of the NLD in Yorkshire, and they were all big lads, and they did really well. They had a fantastic game.
Did you go and watch that, Phil?
No, I'm a big fan. I do go up, actually. I go and watch him on a Sunday morning. Young Steve-O, Spencer Stevenson's lad, he got man of the match, the newer lad. And young lad who's just recently, Finn, young lad just recently, he just got hauled in for the Scottish squad. 15 years old, 6'5", so a different breed these days.
Oh my God, not much. Oh no, that's absolutely brilliant. Thank you, Phil, because Rob told us last week there wasn't much going on at Newark. Because obviously being underwater and everything. So, over to you, Tony, what we got?
I'm going to speak about one of my old sparring partners, Johnny Upton at Southwell Football Club. He on Saturday took charge of his 200th game in charge, which is a fantastic achievement. He took over Southwell in 2018, and in his 5-year tenor, in his 5-year tenor at the minute, he's basically won two trophies. Got the club promoted to Step 6, which is a fantastic achievement. More importantly, oversaw the club's transition from their old ground to their fantastic new ground down at Brinkley. So Johnny's had a very good time at the minute, and that does continue. On the football scene, Newark and Sherwood drew 1-1 Saturday, continued their unbeaten run. And Lincoln and both together, they played each other on Tuesday night in the Notts Cup, which was a very entertaining 1-1 draw, with Southwell in the end ended up losing on penalties. So that was another game added towards the unbeaten run from Newark and Sherwood.
Got to be honest, that's a really good result, because I think they're a league below, aren't they? They're step 6.
Southwell step 6, yeah, and Newark and Sherwood step 5.
Oh, that's a fantastic achievement. And how did Newark Town get on, Tony?
We was called off. We should have played Selston away. We got called off, but then we found out that they had their Halloween party on the Friday night. So
there's a reason to call together. A football match
off. Must have been a very wet pitch, let's just say that.
So the fire didn't warm the pitch up for you, no?
Certainly did not, no.
So we, just looking for, there's not much else going on, because obviously the weather played hell, didn't it, to a lot of the sports last week. But one of our old mates here, look, he's going to come into the show one day, isn't he? Old Dan, Dan Evans. Dan is... I don't know if anybody knows out there, but Dan Evans plays dodgeball for England, which, you know, is I've never seen it. Have you?
I've seen it, and to be honest, it's a sport that I wouldn't mind a go at, to be honest. And I know Dan's been speaking to us a little bit about it.
Is it a real thing?
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
Well, so Dan, we know Dan. I know Dan because I went to school with his mum, it's telling me age. And Dan and James play football both for Collingham, where Will was. But Dan always had this thing where he couldn't come some days. I was like, where's Dan today? And he's like, he's doing dodgeball for England. So that's something I never knew. So, but he's managed to bring home a bronze medal playing for England, which is an amazing achievement. Young lad, they're from Coddington. And we're going to get him in. I'm not going to talk too much about it tonight, because what we're going to do, we're going to get him in and we'll have a longer chat with him. But well done to you, Dan. It's an amazing feat. And we're going to have a crack at it. I think we should get Dan to get us involved, don't you?
I'm not so sure if I'll be able to move out of the way now, mate, to be honest. Probably just hit me.
You'll be a good target, but we'll sort it. But no, that's brilliant. Dan, that's amazing. That's it for the local sport this week. Weather's hit it a lot. We'll be back on track next week, hopefully. And afterwards, after this little break, we're going to have a chat with Chris, Steve and Phil about our karate days. See you in a minute.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Grace Gentle in Newark are famous for beautiful home accessories and giftware to adorn and adore. But there's so much more. They're also the area's only stockists of the amazing Jellycat range of exquisite soft toys for all ages. Come and see our extensive range of Jellycat toys for yourself at Grace Gentle on Middlegate, Newark, or online at gracegentle.co.uk. We're open Monday to Saturday from 9:30 till 5 p.m. for home accessories, giftware, and of course, Jellycat toys. You're never too old for a Jellycat.
Very warm welcome back to Radio Newark Sport here with Gorian Joyno. Joining, we've got some very, very esteemed guests with us this evening. We have got with us Steve Walsh, Chris Walsh, and Phil Rates. Good evening, gents. How are you?
Good evening, mate.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
Now, thanks so much for coming in. I have been looking to this so much because obviously I've got a little bit of interest in this. I did a bit of karate with you guys. Quite a lot of karate, I have to say, with you guys. Let's just start back how it all began. So, my introduction obviously was at Grantham Karate Club, where you coach, Phil.
Yeah, Steve and I.
You both coached. So where did it all start for you? To Chris, we're going to come back to you later, because obviously what you're doing at the minute is amazing as well. Chris, Steve, so Phil, Steve, where did it all start for you as karate?
For me, it started in the early 70s when the karate boom struck off, and that was a real interest to go to Grove Leisure Centre and find a local karate club. And it was from there, it was just fantastic, because everybody wanted to do karate. It was the days of Bruce Lee, David Carradine, of Kung Fu, you know, Kwai Chang Kane. So it was these things got everybody interested in karate, and the club was set up by a guy called John Bosian from Sheffield, and there was just clubs set up everywhere. He disappeared. Alan Bainbridge, well-known karate man in Newark, he's now living in Australia. He took over the club, and from there met Phil. He was a budding 14-year-old at the time, I believe.
About 15,
yeah. And once I'd got my black belt, I opened a club in Southwell, ran that for a few years, gave it to another good black belt friend of mine, Willie Patton, and then moved over to Grantham and started the club there, which was probably the best club we've had for a long time.
So you started at Grantham. Is that because there was already a club at Newark?
Yes. Alan was the chief instructor of Newark. I wanted to move out and start my own club.
Right.
From there, Grantham was desperate for a martial arts club.
Okay.
So it started there, and it just boomed. From that, Newark has sort of always been a very strong club, very well supported, and we had very good rivalries between us, really.
Yeah.
But then Phil joined as a co-instructor, and from that point we just had many, many students, and from that point we probably got 40 plus black belts through that club in the time we was running, over 20 years plus. But always very competitive, and we're very proud of that club. I mean, it's history, as you well know.
So yeah, so for those that don't know karate too well out there, there are two elements to karate, aren't there? So we've got the, let's talk to you first, you've got the kumite, what we call, which is the fighting bit, and we've got the kata bit, which is a sequences, or what, how would you call it?
Kata is just prearranged moves into one-to-one routine. There's many, many different forms of kata, and it's typically Japanese, because everything has to be perfect, as in there's many different stances, many different punches, kicks, blocks, and you have to all put them into different routines. Obviously it starts really small, very basic moves, then it ends up one kata, I think, go to show, it's about 67 moves or something like that.
So it's one, in the early stages, it's one kata per belt.
Yeah.
Gets you, and then you go, obviously start at white, which is a really nice place to start.
Yeah.
And then obviously you work your way up. So, now, what I loved more than anything, because karate really is about fighting.
It's a fighting art, yeah.
It's a fighting art.
Yeah.
Phil, that's, you guys sort of, that's your real area of expertise, isn't
it?
Yeah, fighting, would you say?
Personally, I really enjoyed kata. I won a few tournaments doing kata, but I always leant more towards the kumite side. And I think our club at Grantham, we always sort of leant towards the kumite side. That's why we were so successful. We had a young bunch of guys who were very fit and strong, and I always pride myself in saying that nobody ever wanted to fight us, because we were at the top in the Midlands. Anyway, we was probably the best club in the Midlands at one time, and won many, many tournaments, many trophies. In fact, at one tournament I remember with Steve at Nottingham, we had an A and B team, and we met each other in the final, the A and the B team. So at the time, I mean, it was a very successful club, and we were really good fighters. There's many, many names. I can't mention them all. Really good fighters. And I think it sort of made the foundation for Chris, who's gone on to the Newark club, Steve's son. And he's got that kind of ethic. And you can tell by his students, because they're all winning trophies now. They're winning national titles and stuff like that. So
we are going to talk to Chris shortly. So what we're going to do, there's a few stories that I'm going to talk about because of my experience with these two chaps here. And with Chris, we're going to come to you after the break. So we're going to have another song, and then we'll come straight back to you. Welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Gory this evening and Tony. We're talking to Chris, Steve and Phil from the Newark Karate Clubs here, and obviously talking to Phil about some of the history with Steve as well. We've just spoken about how Chris and Phil got sort of going. So Phil, you came across as a coach. to help Steve at Grantham, is that right?
Yeah, I did. I was training at Newark, and my first training session I trained with Steve, and you just come back from an injury, didn't you? You did some, was it It's a Knockout?
Yes,
and he landed and...
Training for It's a Knockout in the marketplace and ruptured my Achilles tendon.
Yeah, so he just come back and I came in. I went to karate to try and calm myself down because I was like a bit of a problem child.
I can't believe that, can you, Tony?
And it was really good for that because I soon found out I wasn't chocolate. And I could have borrowing Steve when I was a white belt. And he thought, this boy needs a bit of a smacking. I got battered around a bit. It was a very humbling experience, but it's probably one of the biggest learning experiences of my life, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. So, Chris, coming over to you for a short while now. So, we're going to talk in a little while about some of the massive achievements that have happened over the last few weeks for Newark Karate Club. How did you get into it? Apart from, was your dad was the reason that you got into it?
It was the reason I got into it. Yeah, he used to make me basically go training. When I was a kid, I wouldn't say I was like fully invested in karate, sort of like I am now. But because he was the chief instructor at Grantham, he's like, come on, boy, get your gear on, we'll go training. And that's how I started. Just used to go weekend, and like the competition side did not come natural to me. Karate didn't, you know, I've had to train really hard to achieve some of the things that I've achieved at karate. But it just shows you with the hard work and determination that you can achieve these things.
So, has had a few coaches over the years. We know Wayne. Was there for a long time.
Sensei Wayne is still there now. Still
coming.
Still really the chief instructor of the club now. I just stepped in prior to COVID just to help him out. Just he'd got a few health issues. Asked me to step in. Obviously, unfortunately, with COVID, I was just getting in a stride, and then everything got shut down.
So obviously there was Wayne. There was Darren. Do you remember Darren?
Darren Taggart.
Yeah, Darren Taggart.
That was it. Yeah. So anybody seen Darren recently? Because I've never seen Darren since the day we finished karate.
Yeah, Darren's had he lived in Grantham and he's had quite a few health issues. He's not been very well at all actually, but he has come through it.
Okay.
He's still pretty poorly, but he's a lot better than he was. He was a good instructor. Darren was. I really enjoyed it. Very enthusiastic.
Very strong competitor.
Yeah, he was a good fighter as well. I enjoyed knocking and sparring with it. Dad, he was a good lad. Yeah, he really was a good lad. But he's all good now, so all the best to him.
Yeah, I know, that's great. Because I remember Darren, obviously, from those days. So now, Chris, are you the fully-fledged leader of Newark Shred Canton?
Definitely not the fully-fledged leader, no. Sensei Wayne, it's his club. I just step in and I've just stepped in and helped out and just help him wherever we can. I'm certainly a driving force.
Okay.
Like in there, I'm sure Sensei Wayne would agree with me on that. Sometimes probably drag everybody kicking and screaming. But I would just say I'm just a driving force. You know, with the club. Prior to COVID, you know, the club, you know, things with karate goes up and down. Some, you know, can be really popular one minute, like when my father and Phil started. With Netflix bringing out Cobra Kai, you can imagine, like, obviously you've got lots of budding kids coming in with the mohawks ready to do some spinning kicks or whatever they think they're going to learn at karate, but that has certainly boosted numbers. But I think after COVID, I mean, the club was
just before you go on, because COVID was a massive influence on what's been going on over the last 3 or 4 years, because obviously you did a bit of... Just talk about how you got through COVID, because there was still this massive interest to do it, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, as soon as COVID hit, I could see where it was going, to the online training. So we moved on to that. I mean, unfortunately, a lot of the young kids, I think, just couldn't quite get on with the Zoom training. But there's quite a few adults wanting to do the Zoom training. And I think a lot of people just wanted to keep active. That was the main thing, and that was all I wanted to do, was just keep people active. You don't want to be people just sat there, you know, by themselves, not doing anything, maybe getting depressed, or, you know, just keep training, keep motivated,
keep the interest there as well.
Yeah, keep the interest. Yeah.
So the range of ages is phenomenal. We've just been talking about this. The range between the youngest and the oldest is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And we just talked about a young lady that's just started as a white belt. So talk to us about the sort of the the ages and the types of people that we've got?
The ages, I mean, the youngest we usually start the kids from is about 7 years old. I'd say that 7 to 8 years old is about the perfect age. Occasionally, we've had a few start 5 or 6, but usually as a rule, 7 years old. But we can go from 7 years old, where we've just had a lady start, I hope she won't mind me saying that she's in her 80s.
Wow. Phenomenal, isn't it?
Yeah, and she's
Started. She's never done it before. No. She's just decided to start.
Just decided to start, and she like we pride ourselves on that. Everybody is welcome who comes through the door. Everyone says it's a very family orientated club, and this lady, Margaret, her name is, and she came up to us last week and just said, "Look, just want to say I feel so welcome here. Everybody's so welcoming." She just said that she was thoroughly enjoying it. I mean, what else can you ask for?
You wouldn't want to spar against Margaret and then get knocked out, would you?
No, she's a bit like Gangster Granny, isn't it?
Well, I'm sparring with you.
So, thanks for that, Phil, by the way. Appreciate that.
No worries, mate.
You've had obviously some tournaments recently, and yes, we've had a lot of success. We're gonna come back in a short while. We're gonna talk about those. I've got a couple of stories I know we're gonna have a chat about. I'm gonna get my own back on Phil in a minute, and Steve. We'll see you guys very, very shortly.
I've got more about you.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking, and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Smith's Timber Merchants are a family-run business serving the local community. Our range of products is enormous and our customer service is second to none. It's one of the reasons we've been around since 1862, and we offer free local delivery with no minimum value. We're open Monday to Saturday from 8 till 5 and Sundays from 10 till 2. Smith's Timber Merchants are proud to be local. Visit us on Appleton Gate, Newark. Call Newark 702573 or find us online at smithstimber.co.uk.
I don't care, go on and tear me apart.
Welcome back to Radio New Sport with Gory and Joyno this evening. We've got along with us this evening Steve Walsh, Phil Rakes and Chris Walsh to talk about some of the stories from our karate days. And obviously, Chris, well, let's go straight into some of these achievements over the last couple of weeks. So we've had the big tournament. We all know it as the Nationals in the karate world, don't we?
We had the Nationals that was earlier on this year. We had Amelia Gustard, who got a gold in the girls' kumite. That was like the girls 10 to 12 years old.
So if we're talking about it, so is it all the belts? Of all the belts fighting, so from white, can white go to the Nationals?
Yeah, you can have white right up through to black belt. Obviously, the younger kids aren't. A lot of the younger kids aren't free sparring. It'll be like step sparring, so it'll be maybe five step one way, then the one person's like in five steps, and then the other person's five steps. As they get up, to the grades, round about up to brown belt, then the free sparring tends to come in.
Okay, so. You went to Nationals, where were they?
Well, the Nationals this year was in Crawley.
Oh, down in Essex. Down in Sussex, sorry.
Yeah, so that's usually, like, for the JK England Championships, is usually in Crawley, the K2 in Crawley.
Okay. So, let's start with the younger ones moving up. So, we've had some success. You've had a lot of success, actually. And obviously, Newark's lived up to its name. It's had a lot of success over the years. So who did what? Let's have a.
So this year, really, that sticks out is like I said, one of the young girls, Amelia Gustard. She's a brown and two white belt, hoping to go to get a black belt. I think in December.
Okay.
We've got a young lad who's got his black belt this year, Lorenzo Constantin. He won the gold in the 13-15 year old.
Yeah, he's a good fighter, Lorenzo. He's good lad. Yeah,
really. Yeah. Come on. You know, really, really come on. We've got a young lad, Josh Mitchell. He got a silver medal. He was in the 8-9. A good friend of mine, Josh Hyde, he got silver medal in the men's individual kumite. And then the Newark team got silver as well.
Okay, so is that still the same format, three in a team?
Yeah, it's changed. I mean, at the world, if you've got like squad level, usually at a world championships, it would be like a five-man team, and then the women's is a three-woman team.
Okay.
In the Nationals now, it is two men, one woman. I mean, the guys had one of the other female instructors, Sensei Janet, who played simply the best ball there. Yeah. Really.
That was for you, Janet, if you're listening.
And Sensei Janet, you know, I'm sure she won't mind me saying she's in her 70s, and she was absolutely game for fighting.
She's
an
amazing.
Absolute inspiration to the kids. She loves teaching the kids, and the kids love her. She is an absolute.
She's so enthusiastic, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. She was there when we were there.
She's been going for years.
A long time.
She's just an inspiration to the club. And we've had numerous successes. So we've had Sean Cassidy as well. He's come. He came. I've been pestering him for years. Real, real good natural talent.
He's a brilliant fighter, Sean. He's very good.
Fantastic. Very good. And he's been teaching a class for us for competition training as well. He's got a wealth of knowledge. So he's been teaching on a Saturday late evening for us, for anybody that wants to do competition training. And just the other weekend at the HDKI Open Championships, it was in Birmingham, he won the men's individual kumite, the men's individual kata. Newark won the team fighting, so he was awarded like the grand champion, and they also awarded him like a memorial trophy as well for someone that had passed away in the HDKI, and they'd named this memorial trophy after.
But that's for being the grand champion, isn't
that's
it?
That's for basically being like the best overall competitor.
Best overall for that particular day.
He was just on fire that day.
How old, Sean? Without giving me his age, middle age?
He's in his 30s.
Oh, he's in his 30s. Yeah. Okay, so he's still really young.
Early to mid-30s, yeah.
Wow.
But I mean, just fantastic. I mean, he's just had confirmation that he's been selected for the JK England team.
Oh, brilliant.
And they've got the World Championships been held in Tokyo this year, and we've got three people that have been confirmed for the England squad from Newark at the minute. We've always had people on the squad, but we've got two adult males and a junior a junior male as well. Young Lorenzo Constantin is really trained hard. He just attends every lesson, and he's absolutely just so enthused with karate.
His dad Ryan is the proudest dad in the world.
Oh, I can imagine. And why would you not be?
He's absolutely.
That's amazing. That would just be the dream if they could all get selected. But they've got a lot of good competitors on the squad, so they've got a big battle on their head to secure their place. But if they can secure their place and say they've been to the World Championships in Tokyo, that would just be.
How do you qualify for that? Is it invitation? Do you have to have won something?
You have to go for squad training.
Yeah, you have to be put forward by your chief instructor.
Okay.
You have someone that is interested. They have to go to squad selection tryouts, and then they had one just not long ago, a few weeks back, and then again they've just had, they've let them all know, because I think they was trying to see how they got on at competition, because they had the JK Open Championship last weekend, where it was Sean Cassidy, JK England field, it was 500 competitors were competing on the day, and there was 10 different countries, I believe, that were there as well, where people like the United States was there, Norway, Belgium, France, and some of these countries fielded teams. JK England put a team together. Again, it was two men, one lady, and Sean was lucky enough to be selected for that team, and they got the gold. They got the gold medal. So
amazing.
And then he's found out, I think today, that he was selected for the England squad, along with Lorenzo as well. I'm still to hear on a couple of the others, so again I don't know if they haven't been selected. There's always next time, but they've it's a big honour, but it's also a big task when you're there. I know myself, I was on the squad for a few years and was lucky enough to be selected to go and fight for my country. But it's you've got to put the hours in.
It's got to be amazing. Congratulations to you as well, but congratulations to those guys. Must be a massive, massive honour for them, because this is not an easy sport.
Shows the wealth of experience as well from your club to be constantly having competitors going into the England squad.
It's good that we've got. I've sort of stepped back from competition now, but it's good to have. Sean's been a real driving force for the younger generation, and especially with last weekend's competition and the other one where he got the grand champion. It was just great that he's there, and the kids can see him do his thing. He's just there leading by example. And again, you can't always, with some of the kids, the hardest thing is just getting on the mat. We always say if they can get on the mat, that's just the first part of the battle, is turning up and getting on there, because you can see the nerves on everybody's face. And I'm sure you'll remember when you got on the mat as well.
Yeah, I remember those days. We're going to come back and talk. I'm just looking at Steve and feel like this is going to be a nightmare, but I'm just going to have a quick break and then we'll be back and talk about them days on the mat.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants, for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk. 107.8 FM, Radio Newark.
Bill and Steve.
push of me. Solid life of crime. A man of odd circumstance. A victim of ghetto demands. Feed me money for stock. And I'll let you trip for a while. Insecure from the
tune there for Phil and Steve. It's gone quick again, guys, and thank you so much. I've really, really enjoyed it. So we're just going to quickly touch on one or two stories from the past. Steve, Phil, who taught me how to do karate, so I always feel honoured when I'm in your presence.
It was our job.
It was... my first introduction to karate was, Gory, your football career's over. Will you come to Grantham this Sunday afternoon? And I got there and I was in my joggers, didn't have a suit or anything, and there were 19 black belts. And Phil said, right, just have a bit of a warm up. The first thing we're going to do is, Mark, stand up against that wall and protect your head. That was it. That was my instruction.
Yeah.
And about, I can't remember the first 25 minutes of that.
It was brilliant. What we used to do back in the day, you just couldn't do it now. You'd be struck off. It was talking a long time ago now.
1996.
It was a very, very hard physical club. I mean, we're always getting stitched up, sent to hospital. It was just the way it was. It was a very, very tough club, and you couldn't do that now. You just get struck off.
But if somebody came in overconfident, like our presenter here, then... he would be put against the wall and just what we called a lineup, and defend yourself. Just
knock him down a peg or two. Thank you.
That was the day I found out that I was Mark Gore and not the best at everything. Phil Steve. And who were the other guys? I can't remember some of them.
Was Ian.
Lives in America now.
Mark Amos, Michael Jameson. Oh, they were crazy. I can't say on the radio the times and the kind of things that have happened at Grantham. I mean, it really was quiet, but it was like UFC at one time.
It was brutal.
That Sunday was an introduction.
And I didn't know whether to go back for round number two the next week, but I did love it.
Yeah, you got a good character. You kept going back. I think you quite like getting slapped around a bit.
can I just say that Newark is not like that?
No. Like I say, it was a long time ago. No way. It just couldn't happen nowadays. But I wasn't just our club there. I mean, like, we used to go to...
tough sport. Nottingham.
It was in Nottingham, and that was a tough place to train, that was.
We thought we were tough.
Yeah, we turned up there, and we soon found out that it wasn't quite as tough as we thought. And also, you know, places like Leeds and Liverpool. Yeah. I mean, it was very, very serious back in the day. You know, we used to... back in the day, we used to go to Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
And the competition used to start at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. And it used to finish 11 p.m.
Wow.
And there were something like around about 20 areas, and they used to go all day.
Yeah, 2,000 or 3,000 sort of people.
Competitors,
there, wasn't
yeah.
There?
It was incredible. It was like a major, major event, and we used to get like celebrities coming and stuff. But, you know, I mean, karate has gone, you know, a lot more people do love stuff like UFC, Jiu-Jitsu, stuff like that now. It's watered down, it's splintered down, and many, many different sort of organisations of the same style of karate as well.
Back in the day, you'd probably only have three associations or something like that, but now you've got multiple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about getting on the mat, that was the most nerve-wracking thing for me, was my central regions at Grantham. Sarah came to watch me in a final where I never laid a finger on this bloke, but I have to say I absolutely loved it, and I do actually miss fighting.
I really miss it. It was the best, I think, probably the best period of my life, where I just enjoyed it so much. It was just
throughout, we made some solid friends.
I'm going to have to get you guys back, actually, because I think we should, you know, even if it's not a full show, we talk about often about some of the stories. Chris, you've got 20 seconds to tell me where your club is at, if anybody wants to come down.
The best place to get hold of us is really like either on Facebook or Instagram, Newark Shotokan Karate Club. Messages on there, we can give you a timetable. We usually meet at Barnby Road Academy on Tuesday night, Millgate Thursday, Millgate Saturday, and Newark Sports and Fitness on Sunday.
Fantastic. And guys, we definitely are going to get Phil and Steve back, because we've got so much else. We're going to laugh about some of the stories. But thank you so much for tonight, and